It's 4:44. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News. Efforts continue by the U.S. Attorney for the Western District of Arkansas to recover assets of a cardiologist accused of overbilling Medicare by nearly $15 million. Dr. Stacy Johnson of Mountain Home died earlier this year. A criminal investigator's affidavit that was recently made public says if he were still alive, criminal charges likely would have been filed against Johnson. Arkansas Business probes his case in this week's issue, and reporter Mark Friedman joins me now by phone to talk about it. And Mark, tell me what first raised red flags with Medicare.
Well, Medicare, they use a computer program to analyze billings of doctors, and they noticed that Dr. Stacy Johnson's billings were pretty much off the charts compared to other doctors in the area and in his field.
And it was suggested that he was unnecessarily having tests done on his patients?
Yes. What happens is in Medicare, when a doctor runs a test, it has to be medically necessary. And if it's not, that's when problems could ensue for the physician.
What was Dr. Johnson's justification when he would be asked about this?
He told his ex-wife, who worked at the clinic, that when she asked him about it, he said, well, he's the doctor and she's not. So she told investigators that she thought that he had an undiagnosed condition that made him run these tests on patients, even though they didn't need it.
What was the undiagnosed condition?
She didn't say in the interview with investigators.
But you did interview her for your story?
Yes.
Did she believe he committed Medicare fraud?
No, she believed that he was doing this for the patient and, you know, just trying to, in a sense, make sure nothing was wrong with them. So she doesn't believe that he committed Medicare fraud.
Dr. Johnson eventually lost his medical license in 2009. What was the last straw that prompted the Arkansas State Medical Board to take that action?
An insurance company had filed a complaint with the board against him, and they did their own review of 10 medical records of Johnson's patients, and their team found that there were some serious concerns with his over-testing.
Stacy and Cynthia Johnson eventually divorced, and she got the couple's mansion in Mountain Home. Last month, the U.S. Attorney's Office filed a civil forfeiture lawsuit in an attempt to seize the home, but she was able to settle that?
Yes, she paid the U.S. government $600,000 to settle that claim and keep the home.
And you report that Cynthia Johnson has been given immunity from criminal prosecution.
Yes.
What kind of information were investigators looking for?
They are trying to find any more assets tied to this $14.7 million in overbilling Medicare that they could recover or make a claim to.
And the investigation is ongoing. Any indication where this will go next?
It's hard to say. It's still open, and I don't know what assets he has left out there.
But it was pretty much suggested he didn't have much.
Yes, he wrote his friend a letter who's also on the medical board and told him that he's pretty much broke now, and this was in 2012.
That's Mark Friedman, a reporter with Arkansas Business, which has a detailed account of this in its current issue, looking into efforts to recover assets by the late Dr. Stacy Johnson. Mark, thanks for talking with me.
Thank you.
This is KUAR.